You just missed it.
The funniest thing, and you missed it because you weren't part of the non-live portion of this. But he's killing tonight. He hasn't even started yet.
Fantastic. I haven't done anything. Anything.
That was good.
Yep.
Welcome to episode 38 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am in your dreams. And I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I am the host of OneMoreCastle.com.
I am Tom Hall. I am the N64 connoisseur, and I'm not even supposed to be here today.
You're not.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing here?
No, this is late-breaking development.
You're not Jason!
Well, you know, I told you guys to watch out who you invite to these things, and you didn't listen, so here I am.
That's true. I remember that. So.
That's an excellent point.
Heed my warnings.
Well, yeah, just so our listeners know, Jason's not here, and Tom Hall is.
Yep. So you might want to just go ahead and turn off the YouTube channel now.
Or turn it up.
Oh yeah, it's a party. Well, actually,
pump up the volume
for those of you listening to this.
It's a party.
Well, actually,
pump up the volume
for those of you listening to this on Monday. Turn off your phones or iPods or computers now, or turn them up.
That was awful.
One or the other.
You're awful. Was...
You got to work on this, Tom.
All right, I quit.
Cool. All right. So, Hunter.
Hey.
Hey.
You played any old video games lately or what?
I don't know if it's old, but I've been playing video games lately.
That's cool. Video games are pretty old. They've been around for decades.
I've been playing Grabbed by the Ghoulies for the Xbox, the original Xbox.
Yeah? Is that any good?
It's awful.
Oh.
It's really bad. So, created by Rare. They wanted to recreate what was Banjo-Kazooie and Donkey Kong Country 64 and the whole, you know, collect them all, kind of the funny, goofy, scary atmosphere. It is one of the most linear games I have ever played. Like, disgustingly linear. And here's an example. If you've ever played Super Mario Bros. 3, and on the first world, I think it's the third level, where it's constantly moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you knock a block, and you see the mushroom, and you're like, oh, I really want the mushroom. And you start running back, trying to grab it, and then it just slides across, and you can't grab it ever again.
Yeah.
That's this game. The entire game.
That sounds awful.
Like, it's room by room. You can't go anywhere else until you finish what you're supposed to do in that room, and if you want to go back, you can't. They completely lock the door. It's awful. Like, it's the fighting mechanic is terrible. I don't even care about the characters. It's just an awful game. It's an awful game.
Boo!
Hiss.
Not recommended. Not right, recommended. Then. I got it for $5. So I was like, I like Rare. I'll get
try
this.
It, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'm guessing they thought that this game was going to be a huge wash. So they littered it with Banjo-Kazooie stuff and Donkey Kong Country stuff. Like, there's all these Banjo-Kazooie pictures on the wall. And
oh, weird.
There's the little nuts. The shark
the
thing
nuts.
With
the little nuts?
No, the shark what? Thing with the nose
on
that
guard?
You swim around in.
Huh? Swordfish?
Swordfish, hey.
I thought you meant from Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah,
that's
on
what
guard.
We're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, his name's On Guard.
On Guard the swordfish.
Naming animals, that's ridiculous. Why would you do that? They're not people, Tom.
I didn't do it, but
they
that's
are
what
not
they called
people.
It. I owe it to the creators.
But you're encouraging it. I just want you to know that.
That's
you
not
are
encouraging,
encouraging
it. Encouraging it is, hey, everyone, please name animals.
No. Encouraging it would be, oh, your animal name is so delightful.
I wish I could hear more like it.
Yeah.
It's awful. Anyway, so the little swordfish thing, yeah, it's awful. This is the whole game is. It's like, oh, look, we remember when we made Banjo-Kazooie? Remember when we made Donkey Kong Country? It was really good. This one's not that good, but thanks for buying it. Awful, oh, man. What about you guys? Bailey?
I've actually been playing a little bit of Casino Kid.
Oh.
On NES. You familiar with Casino Kid?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not Wall Street Kid. It's Casino Kid. Hmm. You're this kid walking around a casino.
It's a good place for a kid.
And you gotta, right? You gotta play some card games with people like poker and blackjack. I'm gonna go with one pro and one con. The pro being, there's a lot of character in the game. Like when you play different dealers or different opponents, like they have their own faces, their own lines of words, different reads as to how well they can bluff or not. You know, they're full of personality. The one con is, there's a certain person you're supposed to play next every time. There's a certain order of opponents you have to play, but you just kind of have to find them in the casino. And the best hints you'll get is there's always like one or two people that'll be like, oh yeah, he's over there to the left, or oh, he's in the southeast corner. So you spend half of the game walking around talking to every single person like, hey, where's this guy I'm supposed to play next? Oh, who I'm supposed to play next? Oh, who? Where is he? Well, he's not over here. Okay, I'll go way back over here. So it's a little strange like that, but fun otherwise.
Yeah?
Yeah. Casino Kid.
Yeah.
How about you, Hall?
Played a couple.
Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Thank you. Come on. Just a regular guy. Regular guy. It's all right.
I'll put it away.
I've been playing a couple. Legend of Zelda: The Minish Cap.
Oh.
Yeah. I had never played it.
And?
Oh my God! It's so good.
Oh.
I didn't realize this until I was reading about it later. I didn't think about it really. It's the last top-down Zelda.
It is. Well, until Link of the Past 2 comes out.
Yeah. Well, right. To date. How about that?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Words.
Words. But yeah, it's just that whole sometimes I need to be big, I need to be little in order to finish these puzzles. It's just, it's Zelda. You know, it's exactly what makes Zelda awesome. So like I was immediately like engulfed in the world and I was immediately into the characters and it's, you know, all the good sounds are there. It was beautiful. It was perfect. So I'm loving that. And then I guess I can give this away now. Tomorrow's Retro Gaming Friday piece I've been playing this week from the Sega Genesis. Yeah, see, look at the eyes. Like, look at him go. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh.
the movie, the game?
No, not the movie one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fighting, then that one's actually... Yeah, that's, really not good, that's not too bad of a beat-em-up, actually.
No, it was. It's pretty fun, especially if you were a fan of the show. See a lot of stuff you you know, and so enemies from there. Good cutscenes, actually, surprisingly good cutscenes. So that's my two.
It is surprising.
My two big.
Who was the developer on that?
I don't remember. Acclaim, actually, I think.
Mighty Morphin.
To the Book of Knowledge.
The Book of Knowledge.
This is the one on Genesis. But not the movie, just the normal one.
Right.
The developer was Banpresto.
I was this close.
And Banpresto actually made a lot of games, it looks like.
I was super, super
close. Wow. And they still make games.
Why?
They're a developer.
Because they like eating?
I don't know the profound reason behind their mystical fate of developing games. I don't know that why, but yeah.
There's nothing on the list that I recognize.
Yeah, it's a lot of Japanese stuff for the most part.
Yeah, I am digging the logo, though.
The Power Rangers were Japanese to begin with.
Banpresto.
Mm-hmm.
We know, Tom.
I know. Yeah.
You. Can you play as the Green Ranger in this one?
Yes, but after the second level, you actually have to beat him as the evil Green Ranger, and then you can play as him.
Of course.
And there's actually, there's a code that you can unlock him for multiplayer, the evil Green Ranger. And that's the only regular-sized character you can fight the Zords with.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And you get that cool, curvy sword.
The putty patrollers. I remember them.
Ah, the putties.
The putty patrollers. That's funny.
There. Sounds like something you would call your friends in high school.
Oh, nostalgia.
Yeah.
The putty patrollers.
Yep. So that's what I got going on.
That's good, Tom. Real good, man.
Thanks. Thanks, yeah, Hunter.
It's real good.
Oh!
So, you guys ready for the listener email discussion question?
Am I? Yes.
Goes like this. Hello, my fellow Erics and Canadian Bacon. Ooh. This guy's gonna be in for a rude surprise. I love the podcast, and over the last couple of weeks, I've listened to every episode. Well, thank you. My listener discussion question is, what game that has kid in the title is your favorite? Yours truly, Eric Hoffer, a.k.a. number one Chi-Town Eric, which is bullcrap, but... It's a good question. Favorite video game with kid in the title. Favorite old game with kid in the
kid.
Title. You know, you got Ninja Kid.
I'm thinking Kid Icarus.
That was...
Every time. See what happens, Bailey. See what you've done. Like, oh, Tom Hall's gonna be on this week. Woo, this will be fun. It's never fun.
What a never
it's
fun.
Never fun.
Never.
I'm going with Cowboy Kid.
Oh, that's a good pick.
That's an excellent pick.
Man, in that game you stab so many Mexicans.
I know, isn't it great?
I mean, you stab a lot of Mexicans in that
How
game.
How many Mexicans did you stab?
Oh man, it's
wow.
What kills me, cuz it's like, you know, the whole cowboys and Indians thing. Yeah. And I could never decide which one I wanted to be growing up, you know, did I want to play cowboys, did I want to play Indians? And then with Cowboy Kid, you can play as both. Or either, I guess I should have say. Either. So it's like, oh, there's no segregation here, but you're stabbing Mexicans the whole time. So it's you know, it's okay
you're
if we get the Cowboys
left
and Indians,
right.
But if we're stabbing Mexicans, then, you know, it's...
Yep.
That's no big deal. No big deal. But yeah, me and my brother used to play the piss out of that game, and it wasn't until years later that I was playing Mystical Ninja for the Super NES. Mm. And I was like, I wonder why I like this game so much. And I went back and played Cowboy Kid. It's almost like it's the same kind of engine. It's the same kind of setup. So,
right. There you go.
Hmm.
Definitely
nothing.
Gem on the NES. Now, you said Kid Icarus. That's not nothing. Okay? If you're going to pick Kid Icarus, say something about it.
Whoa.
Wow. I actually just picked it to get under... I just picked it to get under your skin, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, no. Well, now
so
say
it was this
about
game.
It.
You were Kid Icarus.
Yep. You could do better.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. You were Pit.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got. I literally...
Really?
No, I literally...
You even played it?
For your benefit. I'm trying to think of one.
I'll go with Casino Kid if we're going to go Kid Icarus. I'll go Casino Kid. You can have Wall Street Kid if you want. That's fun. Kinda. How about Battle Kid? Yeah?
Mm. Yeah, that's a good game. One. Or Chameleon Kid? For the Genesis. Mm.
Chameleon.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm looking at my master list. Games that start with Kid. How about Kid Clown?
How about Kid Dracula?
Kid Dracula, that's a good one,
Yeah.
That's a good one. Kid Clown, what's that?
Oh, and the Mayor of Nightmare World thing.
Yeah, there's two of them. Kid Clown in
okay.
Nightmare
it's not,
World.
It's not
great. That's the NES, and there's a Super NES. Kid Clown in Crazy Chase. But Clown is with a K.
Ayo.
Kid Nikki, Radical Ninja. Kid Cool.
Oh, yeah, Kid
Cool. Kid
Cool. Yeah.
Kids Cards.
That was a waste.
Kids Collection.
The most slippery game ever.
Oh, Karate
Kid.
Karate
Kid.
Nobody's going to say that's their
good.
Favorite game.
Kids Tetris.
Not even.
Did you know there was a Kids Tetris
no.
for the PC?
Never.
What?
I don't know.
Why would you need to make Tetris a kids game?
It is. Well, I
it's,
couldn't
it's
agree
already
more.
Kid-friendly.
You're right.
Yeah, you
do
could.
It, Tom.
I agree more.
Do
I
it.
Agree so much more.
Do it. Do it hard.
Yeah.
Do it with everything you have.
Kid games.
So, yeah, thanks, Eric Hoffer. Kid games.
Awesome.
Thomas.
Yes.
Is this your second time on the show, Tom? I think you are our first two-time special guest.
Oh, I think he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
You just way to beat out the entire rest of the world competition on that. Good work.
Thanks. I was working towards it. I've been in training. I don't know if you knew that.
What's your regiment like?
Well, I wake up, I have a cup of coffee every morning, and I go to work. Mm-hmm. And then that whole time, I don't think about being on the show. And then I come home and I do other stuff. And I'm usually also then not thinking about being on the show. And then somehow it just happens.
So it's very serendipitous.
Yes. You might call it a random encounter.
Hmm. Oh, how appropriate.
There you go. There you go.
A Tom appears.
That's good. That's a good one.
You've encountered a wild Tom.
With his coffee, sitting at work. Maybe we can just
run
away.
What a horrible night to have a Tom.
You should flee. Tom uses podcast. It's not very effective.
Bailey faints.
So we lost Bailey, Hunter. I'm sorry about
that.
I'm back.
Oh, there he is. Oh, well, I don't have any potions, so...
No, potion free.
I'm way, I had a max way revive. Out of MP over here, so...
We are playing one more Pokemon right now.
One more Pokemon.
I hate Pokemon.
Gotta catch just one.
God. Stupid Pokemon.
And Gina Webb says, if anyone says Kid Icarus, they are lying. So, I guess I'm a liar.
Oh, hey, that's what I wanted to say. Kid Icarus is definitely my favorite kid game. I really like Kid Icarus. I know it's not perfect, but I really like it, so.
Wow.
All right, cool.
Comments. See, I got enamored by all the comments. And
I was enamored? Like, oh, what are you, popular tonight or something?
No. They're not like directed at me, just at this show in general. Like very few of them are show. Tom exclusives.
Tom exclusives.
Tom exclusives. Oh my. Alright, let's take a music break. Back. That was Drowning My Lives Away by Halk, a very nice Labyrinth Zone remix based on the track from the original Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega Genesis. But now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
If you don't know what that is, well, each of us hosts has chosen a retro game secretly, no one knows what each other has chosen. We're going to have 1 minute to introduce our game, and then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast page when it goes up on Monday. So, hopefully, one of our arguments will sway your vote. 2 weeks ago, our theme was baseball games. Anyone have a guess at who won?
We did baseball? When did we do? Oh, we did baseball.
Base Wars. Game. Base Wars won.
Yeah. Base Wars won. My game. Suckers. Episode 36. It beat World Class Baseball and Little League Baseball. 11-9-3. So, I won.
Uh-huh. Who got three?
You. Little League Baseball only got three. Which is a shame, because it might have been the best game of the three. Like, in terms of gameplay quality, Little League might be the best one.
Yeah, you say this now. Like, that doesn't count. You gotta say it during the Earth Showdown. Come on, man.
No, I don't! I didn't want you to win.
Why didn't anyone bring Bases Loaded 2? That's my question.
Because
we have, like, this unspoken agreement that we're gonna try to keep out the A-plus titles as much as possible.
No.
Bases Loaded 2 wasn't an A-plus game?
What you're saying, Hunter, is true, but I'd rather play Base Wars than Base Loaded 2. I'd rather play RBI.
Oh, gosh.
Also,
you're going to make me sad right before I have to go. Is that what it is?
The reason I picked Base Wars as opposed to another good baseball game is Tank Legs.
Because Base Wars is not any good. That's why.
It's
the people have spoken, Hunter.
It is good.
Not my people. And I got people.
We've had not this discussion. People. All right, well, screw you guys.
I'm going home.
He's already home.
Yeah, it was fast.
He can't go any more home than he's already gone.
Since Well, since Jason's not here, who's timekeeping?
I will time the keep.
Great. Since time the hunter keeping is being done with the keeper time.
Words are hard.
Super hard. Tom, whenever you're ready.
All right. Do we have a minute on the clock?
She does have a minute on the clock.
Fantastic. Then I am ready when you are.
You may begin.
For tonight's Retro Showdown pick, I am going to the 64. The Commodore 64. With Ooh. Space Taxi. Released by Muse Software in 1984, you get to pilot a taxi, but in space. It controls with thrusters, similar to a Lunar Lander-style game, and you pick up passengers from different platforms within each level. The passengers actually call to you with voice. Hey, taxi! And you pick them up, and they'll actually tell you where they want to go. It's one of the first games that featured voice acting in it, and it is a wonderful game with 24 colorful, unique levels, and a special secret hidden bonus level. So a whole lot of fun on the Commodore 64 is Space Taxi. Seconds. Oh, 10 seconds. So, words and things... And my game is better than whatever these two are going to say. And help me remain undefeated. Six. Oh, gosh, six, really? Well.
That game sounds awful.
You sound awful.
I sound good. I sound real good.
One of the greatest games ever in the history of Earth. Okay.
Well, that's a game. Who's next?
It's me. Okay. So I'm going to have to do switcheroo. I found it on my phone, by the way.
Nice, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, I'm going
to
start.
Happy for you.
I'm going to start.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, where's it at? Hey, found it. All right, my pick for this week's free-for-all is Scooby-Doo Mystery, released on the Super NES in 1995. Taken directly from the beloved children's cartoon, you play as Shaggy and Scooby as you journey through four different haunted areas, searching for clues to uncover who was behind whatever is going on. Throughout the game, you encounter all the Scooby-Doo gang, and they help you along the way, with Velma figuring out the clues you just picked up, Fred giving you game tips about areas ahead, and Daphne will give you Scooby snacks to decrease your fright meter. The game's got a fright meter. Scooby-Doo.
Game's got a fright meter, okay.
It's got a fright meter. So, Bailey.
What's up?
Yep.
You got a minute on the clock for me?
I do. You ready?
I'm ready. Tonight for the Retro Showdown, I picked a true classic. In fact, the original arcade release was in 1979, but Like most old school arcade games, I believe they can be improved upon with a tweak or two. How better to do it than put it on the Game Boy and make it Super Game Boy enhanced? I'm talking about Taito's classic, Space Invaders. This is one of the most influential video games of all time, ushered in a whole new genre of the space shooter. Is there anything more fun than blasting alien craft out of the sky? I think not. And how better to do it than either portable or in 16-bit color glory? The Game Boy, Super Game Boy Enhanced Edition of Space Invaders.
I think she's mad at me.
She's mad at you because you picked a Scooby-Doo game.
Oh, dude, yeah. Scooby-Doo, come on. Who are we kidding here?
Aw, dude, Scooby-Doo, come on, who are we kidding here?
Come on.
I'm overwhelmed by the logic of your argument, Hunter.
Have you ever watched Scooby-Doo?
Yes, I have.
It's amazing,
and
as
have
is
you ever,
the game.
They found have you ever the next played? Morning in my bathroom, passed out with my nose bleeding.
It's gross, Tom.
What?
It gave me an aneurysm.
I don't understand.
I thought he was about to say enema.
No, it did not. But
all I'm saying is growing up, Scooby-Doo Mysteries was one of my all-time favorite cartoons to watch. So this was before Scrappy Crappy Doo, and this was for Dumble Doofy Dum Doo. You know, this is old school Harlem Globetrotters, you know, special guest every episode. Scooby-Doo, the one and only.
Okay,
and it was made by Acclaim.
So the Globetrotters were in the game?
No, they were in the cartoon.
Oh, well, your arguments are right then.
Yeah, we're not playing retro cartoon showdown.
Yeah,
I mean, I grew up watching Ghostbusters, loved it, but is the game any good?
Yeah.
No,
otherwise,
it sucks. I would have
brought Thundercats, but we're not playing that game.
Right, we're playing Scooby Doo. I thought
Nobody is actually
talking about.
I'm willing to say the cartoon is good, but the game sucks.
No,
I would be willing to say the cartoon is popular, but I personally did not enjoy it.
Ouch!
And the game sucks.
Oh, you hurt my 5-year-old heart.
Wow,
that's
double cruel right there. Tom Hall is not holding back tonight.
Well, at least I didn't
say anything about the hallway.
That's true. Or a mod for the Wonder Swan.
My game is a mod.
We're making fun of Jason. I'm so happy.
Hey, it's kind of weird because he's dead. So, I mean.
Apparently.
Yeah. It's not really respectful, but. He would have wanted it this way.
That's true.
I guess this podcast title is Jason Lamb's funeral. Is that what we've got?
His obituary?
His obituary?
His
wake?
His, no. What's the thing they say about the person? Eulogy.
Eulogy. Yeah.
Oh.
Super Eulogy 64. I'd play it.
Excellent. It's not on the list of my 296, but...
We are gathered today to remember a man who enjoyed his PC gaming and despised physical media. A man who could never understand the appeal of having the authentic box art on your shelf. A man who owns more Steam games than he knows what to do with and has not played half of them despite owning several hundred.
And he hated Mega Man, too.
Hated Mega Man!
He hated all platformers.
Platformers, whatever.
Mind-boggling.
Sonic, Mario, Crash Bandicoot. Doesn't matter.
Oh, and he was Canadian.
Boom, boom, boom. So who can you pick up in a taxi in space, Tom?
Oh, it's the worst, man. Like, I've never seen
who
such
could you
a
not
bad
pick up
UI
in a taxi?
On a game.
In what
ever.
Way?
Like, what is all the crap at the bottom? What is all that crap?
No one can read that crap. It's not
crap.
Helpful at all.
It is
it's crap.
Absolute crap.
Oh, that's...
Screen full of crap.
Oh, no. That's important information.
Okay, yes. It sure as hell don't look like it.
Yeah. So
it's not.
So bottom left,
no.
That's how many taxis you've got left. And over top of
no,
that,
it's not.
That's your meter. That
wait a second. Let's hold. Let's take this
your
one
meter.
By one, Tom.
What
let's,
meter?
Wait. No,
you're
I
in
understand
a taxi.
The meter part. Why do you have so many taxi cabs? Aren't you only supposed to have one?
It's a video game. There you have lives. Is this a new? Is this like
no,
a foreign?
No, not lives.
You said taxis. You didn't say lives.
Yeah, you have lives.
And also, as we've established with Jason Lamb, you only have one life anyway. So if I'm going to live only one life, I'm going to play a better game than Crazy Taxi or Space Taxi or whatever you pick.
Because there isn't one.
Ever again.
And
it is to die with the C64.
No, The C64 will never die.
Come on, dude. It's not the Dreamcast. I mean, let's... Come on.
Yeah, it's no Pippin, but it's good.
Oh, okay. So that's great. All right.
Okay. Yeah. You're not winning any points here, Tom.
I'm not trying to. It's a showdown, not a tickle fight.
It's not?
Well, not yet. God, darn. The evening is young.
Why did I buy all these feathers?
Yeah. So you also have fuel that comes into play in later levels, so your fuel will start to run down.
I hate fuel management.
You have to land on fuel pads. Oh, does strategy bother you, Bailey?
It's not strategy.
It is strategy, because you have to
it's
land
not
on the...
strategy. You have to get fuel. You have to get fuel.
You have to
it's
weigh
not
out.
Even a choice.
See, you have a limited amount of time, like any taxi game, to get your person to their destination. And you
like
have to weigh
any
out.
Taxi game.
Like there's multiple taxi games.
There is.
It's such
there's
a grand tradition of the taxi game genre.
Over a stack of taxi games.
The only taxi game I can remember is Crazy Taxi.
Crazy
so
Taxi.
So is this a 2D version of Crazy Taxi?
What about Simpsons Road Rage?
That's not a taxi game.
Not a taxi
That's like
game.
Saying Grand Theft Auto 3 is a taxi game.
Yeah, Twisted Metal 4 is a
taxi
game.
Clone.
Good Simpsons. One, Bailey. Very good.
Wait, what did Bailey say? You? I'm sorry, I missed you.
Oh, do you not listen to what I say?
Do I ever?
Oh, go figure.
Well, he's just Southern ahead now. Look what you did.
Good. Fantastic. I got rid of Lamb and Bailey's next.
Last man standing.
What?
Drowning down here.
So, but I mean, is that the idea? You're just picking up people, you're flying around,
yeah,
taxiing them.
You're taxiing them
places.
About.
Okay, right. So you don't even technically need to be in a taxi. You could just be a regular plane, right? And you're just taxiing people around?
You happen to be in a taxi. I suppose you could be on a space bicycle for two if you wanted.
That's stupid.
No, that makes more sense than a space taxi.
Space vehicle? It happens to be a taxi, because that's the concept of the game. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a good game, Tom. Not a good game.
Actually,
yeah,
it's a
looks
fantastic
pretty...
game.
It's
no Scooby-Doo. Oh, yeah, and what happened? Like, weren't you saying, like, 3 minutes ago, Hunter, that you guys try not to bring, like, A games? Space Invaders?
Yeah, that's not an A game.
That's not like a beloved classic of all times.
Well,
so
much
someone...
the fact that Taito can't think of any other game to make, so they rehash it over and over and over again. Don't like it
That's
in black
true.
And white? Try it in color. It's the same game. Look at Space Raiders. It's the same game, but on the ground.
We changed the soundtrack this time.
Awful, man. It's just so bad. It's just so
Space
bad. And...
See, Billy's just pining for the arcade vote.
Ugh.
That's all he's doing.
No,
it's just a
like,
move for the arcade vote.
No, I didn't pick the arcade cabinet, though. I have nostalgia for the Super Game Boy enhanced version. That was a lot of fun.
You're not the Super Game Boy legend.
But why? Why?
Who made... Really?
No, seriously. Like,
wait, really?
What, I mean, was it? Did it have like a very... Was it like, what was it, Donkey Kong? Where it was a very specific color scheme?
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Yes or no?
Yeah, it had specific colors, so?
Like, was it specific to that game and not just one of the color palettes that you could pick from? Like, did it have a special border that you couldn't get on any other game?
It did have a special border, yes. And it had a special palette for the game.
Why don't I believe you?
I don't believe him either.
Look it up! Look. Look. I'm looking at images of it right now. I can link it in the chat if you want to. But no, it was cool. The border made it look like an arcade cabinet around the television screen. I will link you in the G-chat if I can.
That sounds dirty.
Well, you just got to trust me there. Check out these images. Like, it put an arcade cabinet border around. It was really cool. I really liked it growing up. That was really neat. But like, and you could still play in black and white if you wanted to. Like, you could play in black and white or in color. Like, you had an option to do that.
Oh, so they added the feature to not play in color. Cool.
Yeah, and you could select the mode between the Super Game Boy mode and the arcade mode. So cool.
Aha! Like, arcade mode. See? I'm on to you.
That was slim. Get on to me all you want.
Whoa.
You heard.
I think I need an adult.
Oh, it's just another...
Oh, but guys, space. Isn't space awesome?
That's okay, but there's no... I mean,
I'd rather solve a mystery.
Space.
I would just rather solve a mystery.
I'd rather kill aliens.
The only mystery is picking people up in a taxi. Play as Shaggy.
Oh, come on. You play Scooby Doo too.
Oh, that's way better.
You get to pick up clues. What's wrong with this game? You get to find out who the bad guy is, and there's platforming aspects to it. And come on.
You said there were four levels?
Wow.
Yeah, they're really long levels.
That's even worse. I'd rather have, like, lots of short levels than, like, four enormous ones. That sucks.
Should I bring up the Comic Zone defense?
No.
Okay.
Tom's game sucks.
Yes, it does. It's awful. It looks like crap.
Right.
It's good. Just a stupid... None of it makes sense. Just because you're taxing YouTube video people right now. In completely. Space doesn't mean you have to drive a taxi. I'm sorry, fly a taxi. Well, see, now it doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't
but
make
it's
any
not,
sense.
It's not in space. Like, it's in levels that take place at locations. Like, it's just a side-scroller, right? Like, I'm looking at it right now. What is in space about this? Like, you could set this anywhere. This could be, like, futuristic New York for all I know. That's on Earth.
That's a good point. I think Tom's
There's
gone.
There's no space.
I think we lost Tom.
We lost Tom?
Yeah, because he's gone.
Oh, wow, we really lost Tom.
Told you we lost Steve. It's like, there's no way he could take this much barrage from us and not say anything. This is ridiculous.
Boom, 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 and he's gone. Down for the count.
Let's see if I can get him back in.
All right.
There he is.
Is he?
Hey.
Tom?
Yep, it's me.
Okay, so what we were saying was your game sucks. That's what we were saying.
Oh, so you were saying
that?
Lies.
Yeah. Well, no.
No.
Bailey brought up we'll just go through this really quick. So Bailey brought up a good point about it's not actually in space. You're actually on planets and areas and stuff. I don't have time for this, man.
This is stupid.
I don't have time for this.
Oh, what else are you going to do with your time? Are you going to follow around a dog?
Yeah, and I'm going to solve a mystery. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to solve a mystery.
Hunter, that was kind of weird. He's like, you're going to follow around a dog? And you're like, yeah.
Solve a mystery. Yeah, come on. Dogs are man's best friend.
Yeah, but this game is not. This is man's worst enemy.
That was almost clever. That was almost funny. Good work,
thanks.
Tom. Keep trying.
Two of us have space games, and one of us has four cartoon characters and a dog. Or five cartoon characters? No, four.
Well, I don't think
mine actually takes place.
Game.
Yep.
Your game has no space travel. Like, it's a side view. It's in a city. You don't.
It's a space city.
It's just futuristic.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't every city in space? Every game is a space game. If it's on Earth, Earth is in space. How is it a space game? Other than any other game.
Space physics.
Like what?
Are there space physics?
Yeah.
Like gravity, like every other platformer? What about it makes it a space game? Other than space in the title. I mean, my game has space in the title. Whoop-de-flip.
Right, and yours is also a space game.
My game's a mystery game. It's got mystery in the title.
It does. Yours is a Scooby-Doo game.
Okay, but if we're going by title words, Hunter, your game also has do in the title.
Zing.
Yeah. What's
your game is a do game. It's a do. Ugh.
Mountain Dew is the most popular soda of choice in the States.
Yes, it's not spelled that way.
Well, I mean, if you want to get into semantics, that's, you know, I'm not doing that. That's
I always want to get into semantics. It's what I do.
Scooby-Doo!
It's what I do.
So your game has
Scooby-Doo.
Four levels, Hunter?
Four levels.
They're long levels.
My game has 24 levels.
So
my game has infinite!
Your game has 24 screens that are identical.
Incorrect, sir. None of them are identical. They are, in fact, all unique.
Oh, so rather than a building being X amount of pixels high, it's X amount of pixels high?
No, sir. There's different... there's one where you're actually on a beach. There's one where you are...
What?
Yeah. There's like...
Sweet, I thought... Whoa.
There's one where you're in a maze.
I don't know what kind of crazy sci-fi crap you read or watch. There's no beaches in space.
Sure there is.
Yeah, no
space
beaches.
Watch a season of Star Trek sometime.
I have.
Yeah, all the time.
No beaches.
There's all kinds of different crazy space locations. You don't get to decide what is in space and what is not.
Yeah,
that's not how it works.
Tom. In my game, every level is nearly identical, and there's 255 of them.
Is that supposed to be a good thing?
Yeah, that's redundant
and
boring.
It's awesome.
Why do I want to do the same thing 255 times in a row?
The same reason you would bother playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game, to its conclusion.
No, that
because killing things over and over is a lot of fun.
The only
even
defense
if it's repetitive.
And Space Invaders is shooting through your barrier. That's the only offense you have. Once you figure that
your
out,
gun.
The game's
you have a gun. You have a gun. The gun is your offense. You can shoot the aliens
through your base. Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
No, you know, you can shoot wherever you want.
No.
You guys remember that little bonus UFO that would fly across the screen? If you get shoot them, you get bonus points. Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, I played it in the arcade, and I played it on the NES, and I played it on pretty much.
You did
every
not
other
play it on the NES.
Watch
you
me.
Did not.
Sure, I did.
I will. If there was no NES release.
Well, you sure?
Yes, actually.
Positive.
Yeah. What qualifies That's you why to say I had that, to... Billy? How would you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
You picked a Game Boy game.
Yeah, because there wasn't an NES version of it to pick.
Uh-huh.
Are you looking it up?
I know there's one.
No, there's not.
Really? Not even like in an arcade bundle deal?
No.
Wow. That's actually interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
It
skipped a generation.
It's one of those arcade classics that you mentioned that there wasn't an NES release. People are like, really? I actually don't believe you. And you're like, yeah, I'm really serious. Right?
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I actually believe you because I feel like if I'm not going to believe you, who would I believe?
Jason
yeah,
Lamb.
I mean,
well, if he was saying there wasn't one on the Genesis, then I would question him.
It was released on Nintendo 64, PlayStation, Game Boy Color, Arcade, Super Nintendo, Virtual Boy, Saturn,
Virtual Boy,
2600,
even Virtual Boy got one, and the NES did not.
Mobile,
I'm watching a video
Atari
right
800.
Now.
Really?
Yes, I just posted it in the chat.
Ooh, the chat.
And guess what? It's awful, because it's the exact same game that I've been playing for years.
Was it like Japanese exclusive or something? Because it
was released in 1985.
Oh, then it, yeah. It
oh, well, that's one
American
year after
then.
Space Taxi, which is an excellent game that everyone should vote for. And definitely
ah, dang
not.
It, the Japanese got Space Invaders, but we didn't.
Crafty Japanese. Oh, that's a victory
was,
dance
if
on
it was
the
released,
side.
Nintendo
if it was
Legend
released,
my ass.
No, listen. If it was released in 1985 in the U.S., it would have had to have been a release title. It
right.
definitely did not get a North American release. The North American library is the only one I'm familiar with.
But that's not what you said.
Sorry. You're right. But the Famicom, you could say, is not NES. So
oh, come on.
You could, I'm just saying. There's room there.
Again, semantics.
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 That one I'm going to call semantics on.
Oh, really? You think the Famicom and the US NES are the same thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Just because one looks like a VCR doesn't mean it's not the same console. I mean, they've remade the Genesis console like six times. Guess what it does? It plays Genesis games. The exact same game.
That's different, though.
The exact same game. How is that
Famicom
different?
Had a whole new sound chip.
Oh,
it
upgrades.
It had a microphone
yeah,
in the
Sega
controller.
Sega CD, the 32X. Come on. Those are attachments. Yeah, they're upgrades.
That's not what I'm saying at all. It's like I said corn dog, and you're like, well, I wear shoes.
I do. Doesn't even make any sense.
Well, that's
Doesn't
my
even
point.
Make any sense.
Whether or not Sega made add-ons for consoles has no relevance on how similar the Famicom is to the NES.
Corn dog.
Right? Why
yeah,
did
that
I say
does
that?
Sound good.
I know.
Dang.
Thanks,
I haven't had
Bailey.
A good carnival corn dog in like forever.
Yeah.
Good job. Thanks. Thanks for that.
You know, I'd rather eat a corn dog than play either of your games.
Wow.
I'd rather eat.
I'm okay with that. I mean,
yeah. Well, corn dogs are really good.
Yeah. They're... I mean, that's kind of.
But
okay, here's fine. The thing. Okay, cool.
I would like to eat a corn dog, but I wouldn't like to monotonously have to eat 255 of them in a row. Like,
ooh.
Well, you're not gonna.
I'll
not
take
gonna,
four. I'll take
you're
four.
Not gonna make it to 255 unless you're.
Just like the levels of your
tool
game.
Assisted. Right, no, but they're there just in case you're really, really
They're
good.
There, it's why? Because they had a lot of cartridge space to finish?
No, it's an arcade-style game. They repeat until you get a high score.
Nah.
Just like Pac-Man. Nah. Would you say Pac-Man's a
Ten
bad
minutes.
Game?
10 minutes tops,
would
I'm
you,
bored.
Would you say Pac-Man is a bad game?
I wouldn't say Pac-Man is a bad game, but you didn't bring Pac-Man. You brought Space Invaders.
Same principle, though.
In what way is that the same principle?
They both have 255 levels!
Why is... I mean, I understand... The point back in the day, with the 255 because that was the memory capacity.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you got money.
Right, but I mean, if you're gonna port it, why would you keep it? Like, why wouldn't you do something else with it?
Because it's easier to keep it the same. Why would you put in more effort?
So they're lazy.
Oh, I don't
know.
To give me a new experience, the same one I've been dealing with. No. Thank you, Taito.
Well, I'm not gonna go out and buy the arcade cabinet, and I mean, I could. That's an option.
Yeah,
but another convenient option is just to get the Super Game Boy Enhanced Game Boy cartridge version. That's the version I liked. Worked for me. I mean, you're right. It's basically the same thing as the arcade game, same experience, and that's fine. But I don't have the arcade game.
Right.
So I need to have something.
I will say this, though. I read this a couple of weeks ago about the Super Game Boy. It's got nothing to do with anything. I just thought I'd bring it up because I thought it was neat. So the Super NES was unable to emulate the Game Boy. So the Super Game Boy is actually all of the components of a Game Boy, but without the screen.
Wow. Nice.
How weird is that?
I did not know that. But that is excellent knowledge.
My favorite thing to do with a Super Game Boy was to put the Game Boy camera in it. Because you could see on your TV what the camera feed was doing. And then I would turn the console and the cartridge toward the TV so that the camera is picking up nothing but the screen and the screen is only displaying what the camera gets. And it created this really cool infinite feedback loop. I felt it was like going through time and space itself. It was really...
Yeah, that is kind of...
Yeah. It was trippy.
It's innovative.
Just like lots of really weird stuff.
That's like as innovative as having like this game where you pick up passengers deliver them to their destinations with actual recorded voice samples.
That's not innovative because you can actually do that in real life, Tom. In real life, I can go out and be a taxi driver, but I can't fight aliens. That's why Space Invaders is successful. Yeah, you could. Why not?
And you can't solve mysteries either.
But you could.
Oh, you could. That was funny, but no. I'm not going to let you get away with it.
No.
Just like if it wasn't for those pesky kids and that stupid dog, too.
Meddling kids?
Meddling kids.
This guy, man.
I like stupid kids. I'm not a big fan of you. I'm sorry.
You like stupid kids, like in general?
Yeah, just in general.
My favorite. I have a heart for the stupid kids. Those poor guys. They just need so much help.
And this has gotten off the rails.
Yeah.
You're off the rails.
It's true. You are.
At least
off
none
the
of
mystery
us
machine
a
rails.
Rail shooter.
I was trying to...
Mystery machine?
Shooter.
The van?
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy. Driving around, picking up kids in a van.
Down by the river?
Just saying. Whoa. In a van down.
It's a couch without windows.
So we went from Dan Aykroyd week to Chris Farley.
That's exactly what we did.
That's
I was just thinking that.
Chris Farley references in one episode. That's stretching it.
That's like a lot of Farley per capita.
What's your FPC? One.
One more podcast.
Oh, he's dead too. Something in common with Jason Lamb.
The weekly podcast with more Farley per capita than any other podcast.
We should start advertising that way.
You should. You should put that on your business cards.
All right. Closing arguments. Tom, why should anyone pick Space Crapsy?
Oh, because you hurt my feelings. You should vote for Space Taxi because it was an innovative game on the Commodore 64. It had 24 unique levels, one of the first games to actually have sampled speech. It had a bonus hidden level at the end that featured other games by Muse, such as characters from Castle Wolfenstein, Robot War, and Rescue Squad. And there actually, in 2004, was a sequel, Space Taxi 2, which you can now get for free. So, Space Taxi. Do it.
Do it.
There
were
so many things in that little monologue I've got an issue with.
Why didn't you mention that earlier?
Because you wouldn't let me.
Oh, well, touche. Nobody's going to play it that Hunter! Long to find the secret level.
Secret level.
That's true.
Yes, they will, because it's awesome.
Do I have to start reading from Jimmy Neutron Instruction
no.
Manual? Okay, Hunter, closing argument. Why should anyone vote for your Scooby-Doo game.
You should definitely vote for Scooby-Doo because it's
Scooby Poop.
Scooby-Doo mysteries.
Scooby Poop.
Get to play as Scooby-Doo, and Scooby-Doo. You get to solve mysteries.
No one wants.
Did
to
I mention that there's a fright meter?
Yeah, you really like being scared and solving mysteries.
You should have put the fright meter really in the store for when you were purchasing the game.
Oh! 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 Get that away from me! I'm scared.
That was really mean.
All right, how about my closing argument?
How about it?
No one cares.
Yeah.
But nope. You... Not even a little bit.
Not even. Space Invaders. Because it's a classic and it's on Super Game Boy, which is one of the coolest items ever. You can play in color or in black and white, and it's fun. Space Invaders.
It's a closing song. That wasn't a closing.
Well, I'm sorry. Just a quick shout out. I don't have any shout outs. Hunter, you have any shout outs? Let's do shout outs.
You can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My blog is ericmhunter.net. And my Twitter shout out goes to Ryan from Retro Rampage TV. Because he was kind enough to join up on with me with some multiplayer and Beat Hazard Ultra.
Oh, God, and he was so good.
Whooped my ass.
Cool.
I got him once. We played like 8 games. I got him once.
Nice. But
he was pretty happy about his win streak. Mm-hmm. So, I don't but... think me.
Cool, Tom. How about you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Ocarina of Tom. I am attempting to review every North American Nintendo 64 game at ocarinaoftom.com. And you can also catch my regular writes at dojoretro.com, officialvghc.com, and as the N64 connoisseur for onemorecastle.com. And random Twitter shout-out...
Jeez, Tom, you get around, man.
Yeah, dang. Good for you. Good
at
work.
At UKNESBoy. Because he said nice things about me today, so...
Just today?
So, yeah.
Just today.
That's it. I'll take it. I'm easy to please.
And just easy. Hunter, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Alright, my little spiel. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's Nintendo_Legend. I write NES reviews at NintendoLegend.com. Try and review them all, the North American ones, which you'll notice Space Invaders is not a part of. Just a reminder. And also, though, just a reminder, everyone, we've been getting a lot of good emails lately. So to add to that, please send us emails at podcast@onemorecastle.com. You can do discussion questions that we'll talk about. You can do retro showdown theme suggestions or just any comments you have about the show. We'd love to hear from you. Also, remember, whether you're watching this on YouTube, listening on iTunes, or downloading it elsewhere, visit the podcast page to vote in the poll. And if you're feeling extra generous, leave a comment as well. We love when we get lots of comments on the podcast pages. Thanks to Retroids.com for being our network. And my Twitter shout-out goes to Ambient Malice. It's Ambient_Malice on Twitter because he might be as big of a fan of Perfect Dark on Nintendo 64 as I am. Maybe. Maybe. So, thanks, listeners. Thanks, watchers, for checking us out. And remember, listeners, you are a bad enough dude to save the president. See you next week!
Isn't it Rescue the President?